Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishma, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak, we are in Masechta Shabbos. We're in the third perek, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Says the Mishnah as follows: Tanur Shesiku Bekasha Begbava. When you have a tanur oven that's heated with straws or chips of wood, Lo Yitein Bei Mitocho Bei Me'al Gabav. You can't put food either inside of it or on top of it. Now, although these types of things don't turn into coals, they do create some embers that we're concerned a person might come to go ahead and stir it around. However, kupach, when you deal with a kupach, which looks like a kira, it's rectangular, it has room for two pots, that's a kira, and a kupach is square, it has room for one pot. So when we say kupach shasiku b'kasha b'gbaba, when you have a kupach that's heated with straw or chips of wood, so harei ze kikirayim, that's treated like a kira. Just like you can leave hot food on the kira, you can also do the same thing over here. But b'gefes uva eitzim hareo ketanur, if the kupach is being heated with larger pieces of wood, it's treated like a tanur. When it comes to a tanur, you can't leave food on the on it, and so therefore you can't leave food on the kupach as well, even if there was a blach in that situation. Now, we don't put an egg next to a hot kettle so it should become slightly cooked, even though the kettle is not on the fire. Why? Because you're not allowed to cook directly over a fire. You're also not even allowed to midoraisa cook something by the heat of a kli rishon, something that is heated by a fire. V'lo yafkiana besudrin, you also can't break an egg, open it, and fry it on heated scarves. Because although cooking with heat, with the sun, whether you cook it in the sun itself, that may be mutter, but something that's called toldos hachama, something that is secondary from the sun, something that was heated by the sun, that might lead somebody to cook with something that was heated by fire, which would be part of the melacha of bishul, which is not allowed. For Rabbi Yossi Mantra, Rabbi Yossi says you can cook an egg on sun-heated scarves because the chachamim didn't say it was usher to cook with something that was heated by the sun. Below yat minena becholu ba'avak drachim, you can't bury an egg in sand or the dust of the road, which became hot in the sun, bishul shatitzla, in order to roast it. Rabbi Yossi says that's still going to be usher, because if you're allowed to cover an egg in hot sun or dust, you might come to cover it in hot ashes. Hot ashes is going to be usher midoraisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.